Hello, everyone. This is A Voice in the Darkness, and I'm your host, Gwendolyn Forte. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. Whether you're in your car or at work or at home or outside in your yard, wherever you are, I am so glad that you are listening today. I know we have different listeners from different parts of this nation in the United States, and we have different ones from other nations. Two nations that I know for sure is Australia and Albania, and I'm so grateful that you guys are tuning in this week's episode. I always just really take time to, you know, pray and think and just ponder on what am I going to share. And I just really felt stirred in my heart to dedicate this episode to the 2020 graduates all around the world. I would like to dedicate this episode to every young person, every adult that's graduating in this beautiful, awesome year of 2020. The title of this episode is called Resilient, Class of 2020. And yes, you are resilient. Wow. I love that word. I think of that word often because a lot of times we need to be resilient in the life and in the day that we're living in, because we experience as humans, as people, different setbacks. You know, we go through trials, we have hardships, we go through maybe a transition, or someone in our life can pass or die, or things happen. Unexpected things happen. And you look around and you wonder, how did that person make it? You know? And you just try to figure that out sometimes, and you're just wondering that in your mind. But I want to talk to you today about the word resilient. Resilient. And I want to give you a definition of that word from Webster's. And, you know, it's so important to understand meanings of words and just to get a broader perspective and a view on it. But when you're talking about resilient, it's being, you know, characterized or marked by resilience. Characterized or marked by resilience, such as capable of, you know, withstanding shock without permanent deformation or rupture. So you're not deformed, or you see this thing, it doesn't explode or rupture, or tending to recover, you know, from, or you could recover from or adjust easily, you know, from a misfortune or change. So you're able to recover. You're able to adjust easily from a misfortune or change. Some other words is to recover quickly, to bounce back, or to spring back into shape after bending. Oh my, after bending. How many of you ever been working out and you have to bend and you're sore? But you know, you see some people just get back and bounce and move and do all these twists and get right back, and wow, that's that. They're resilient. Their bodies are resilient. Or stretching, or, you know, you're able to get back into shape after being stretched or being compressed. You know, so that's what that word resilient, it's just an amazing word. And I think about graduates today, all the way from the doctoral program. We have people all over the world, all ages, thousands graduating from the doctoral program at a place where, you know, studying and writing a thesis and defending a thought and putting so much time and effort into this program or a desired area of study. And we have many that are graduating in the year of 2020 from the master's program. Then we have thousands graduating all over the world from the bachelor's program. And my goodness, we have young people graduating from high school. What a huge moment and a time in a young person's life is high school. You're right at that age, you know, 17, 18, you're not an adult. You're stepping into that identity of being a young adult. Things are changing. You get your, you know, you have your license, but you're not totally 21 legal, and you're just stepping into some more, you know, responsibilities that happen at that age. High school graduate. Then you have a grade school graduate, you know, elementary and junior high. You graduate, you know, in Chicago at the eighth grade level. We had a big graduation because eighth grade was the closure of grade school, because we would call it grade school. Some say elementary or junior high. And it was, we completed that phase. And then we had the opportunity to go to high school. And that was freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year. And then we have many that are graduating from kindergarten. What a big thing. I actually remember my kindergarten days. So it is very important that we understand the bigness, the greatness of this amazing time where we are having so many people complete their educational goals. And now they're going on to another level. The class of 2020, wow, I salute you. I have a son who just completed his senior year of high school, and he graduates this year, and we are so proud of him. So we celebrate, I salute every graduate. And I want you to know that as I was talking about that word being resilient, that it's not just a word that's far out there, it's a word that I want you to take into your heart, because I believe this word describes you. If you're listening today, if you know someone who's a graduate, I would love for you to share this podcast, because you need to know, as the class of 2020, you are resilient. You are resilient. And I thought of someone, and I thought of a situation in the Word of God that brought me that came to my remembrance, a person that came to my remembrance as a result of thinking of the class of 2020 and this word resilient. And I thought of Moses. I actually thought of Moses. And you might say, Gwendolyn, why Moses? Who is Moses? For those who are wondering, who is he? And why? And for those who know who he is, why Moses? Well, let me tell you, right now, the year of 2020, I don't think anyone would have ever suspected at, you know, maybe an ending of 19 or the mid of 19, that at 2020, we would be going through a worldwide pandemic, that people would be at a place without jobs. In America, there's over 30 million. And to be at a place where many have suffered illness and thousands have died, and being in a hard place, very difficult, especially for those who maybe you have a situation that's very close to your life or in your own household where someone is sick with the coronavirus, or someone died, a neighbor, a friend, a family member, a church member, an employer, an employee, and it's very near to home, and it's hurt your heart in a way that you can't explain. Or you're without the things that your family need at this time, because we all have basic essential needs that should be met. And now here you are at a place where you're completing a phase in your life and a major accomplishment in the midst of hardship. You are coming through and succeeding in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of worldwide death, in the midst of where we're seeing people are without jobs. The class of 2020 is bursting forth. And you may say, how is that happening? We're watching it before our very eyes. We're watching all around us different things on the news, different things within our neighborhood that may not seem so happy. It's not good news. We're watching different things on the news that's not even about the pandemic, but the different injustices that we're seeing all throughout our land and throughout the world that break our heart, right? And we want to see change. And now here comes a new decade with much excitement and joy. We're in a new decade, a new time. It's like a fresh new season. Here comes the graduates of 2020. They are bursting forth right now. They're coming strong in hard times. And I want to tell you to be encouraged, because there is someone in the Word of God that came forth in a hard season like you, and his name is Moses. His name was Moses. Moses was born in a time where there was an evil decree in the land. There was a decree to kill all the firstborn sons. And now you're wondering, how can we make it? How? Imagine being a mom and now you're pushing forth your child and possibly even praying that your child is not a boy, because it's going to be the boys that will be slaughtered. Or at this time, the decree was to throw them into the water, to drown them. And nonetheless, that is a horrible experience for any parent, for any person to have to walk through. Moses survived and came forth in the midst of hardship. Not only did he come forth in the midst of hardship, and not only did he thrive in the midst of hardship, he was actually favored. Listen to me. And he rose to a place of prominence. I believe that the graduates of 2020, you're here right now in the midst of a hard time, and you are coming forth and you're shooting out like an arrow in this time, 2020, a new decade. We never would have expected that it would be a time of pandemic, a time of death, a time of loss. But I'm telling you, it's also a time for you to see that you are resilient. You have the ability to bounce back. I know it's been hard for so many young people and adults as well, graduating from doctorals and masters and bachelor's program, where you didn't get to celebrate. You didn't get maybe to have that ceremony that will, you would receive all of those amazing honors, and those who you love would be there too to celebrate you in that honors and award ceremony, or just being an athlete at the highest level, college athletes, high school athletes, grade school athletes, where you now get to compete for the state title, for championship titles. You didn't get that opportunity. Or you didn't get to say your last goodbyes for graduation, right? Or some had virtual graduations and some no graduation. Nonetheless, it's not the graduation that you had in your heart. It's not the graduation that you imagined, where you get to hug your friends and all your family, get the opportunity to come and celebrate you in a celebration and a party. Let me tell you, whoever you are, wherever you are, you're resilient. And let me tell you, because you have the ability that even while you're being stretched right now, yes, you're being stretched and you're being compressed and you're being pulled all out of shape, right? And things are very hard right now where you can feel like you want to just be rupture or be deformed, or you're experiencing a lot of misfortune and change. But I'm telling you, you're resilient because you have the ability on the inside of you to bounce back and to come back strong. And I'm telling you, just like Moses, he came forth, and not only did he come forth, he began to thrive in a season where there was so much resistance against the Hebrew people. God allowed him to have favor, and he rose to a place of prominence, and he began to learn the language of the Egyptians. Listen, and not only learn that language, learn it very well. I believe that you're going to be placed in places of prominence, and you're going to learn languages and systems and cultures and currencies. Yes, you being graduates and bursting forth in this season of hardship, you're coming forth in hardship because you're resilient and you're able, listen, to bounce back. You're able to thrive and come forth to be the leaders and the great thinkers of our day. Yes, this is your greatest hour. It's your time to shine. It's not a time to feel, you know, yes, you didn't have these things. And it's okay to listen, to grieve them, because grieving is good. Grieve it. But also hear me. Grieve it, and also know you're at the precipice of your greatness, that you are the ones, listen, that's going to turn the tide because of who you are and the time and the season that you're being born and coming forth in this time as graduates. Could it be that you are graduating in the year of 2020 for such a time as this? Could it be that you were chosen for this day? Many people couldn't be a part of the class of 2020. Maybe they didn't have the mindset or the bounce back tenacity that you have. But let me tell you, you are more than able today. If you're listening to me, I want you to know every graduate from kindergarten, yes, kindergarten, eighth grade, high school, bachelor's program, master's program, doctoral program, associate's degrees, wherever you are throughout this nation, all throughout the world, class of 2020, you are resilient. You were born for this hour. You will spring back. Yes, you're going to get back into shape, and you're going to get into position, and you're going to go into your next level, because our greatest days are ahead of us. Your greatest days are ahead of you. Yes. And just like Moses came forth in a season of time that looked very bleak, and he rose to a place of prominence and ultimately became a deliverer of his people. There are many deliverers in the 2020 graduating class all throughout the world. There are many deliverers. Many of you are called to do great things. You have innovative ideas. You've been dreaming, and it's time now to put feet to your dreams. It's time now for you to have those divine connections and those divine appointments. It's time now for you to step out into the world and learn those other languages, computer languages. You know what? Back in the day, we would have never thought we would be using computers. You know why? Because we were afraid to step into those places. But thank goodness someone said, you know what? Let me go and start to invent and be creative. Thank goodness we didn't stay in darkness and we had people
people that have started inventions to say, let's have some light. Thank goodness for someone who said, you know what? I believe we can fly, and created the airplane. Come on. And I'm telling you, there's more inventions to come because we are on the rise. It's not time to give up. It's not time to throw in the towel because class of 2020, you are resilient. Do you hear me? You are resilient. Thousands, many of you, hundreds of you. You are stepping into your purpose. You are stepping into fulfillment. Yes, you are. So I want you to know today that you are able right now, even though things, you know, you're in the midst of change and you're experiencing some hardships and things are tight right now and it didn't turn out the way you thought it would and you had some setbacks and disappointments, maybe even death, I want you to know that you will spring back. You will bounce back. That you will begin to adjust. And you will come back into position quickly from that misfortune. Yes. Resilient. Resilient. Yes, you are resilient. Class of 2020. You are resilient. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And I would love for you to subscribe to A Voice in the Darkness if you have not already. If you can rate it and just write a review, I would greatly appreciate it. And if you could share this with a graduate, I would love to encourage to see a graduate encouraged. The purpose of A Voice in the Darkness is to encourage, to enlighten, and to just let someone know you're not alone. You're able to do it. Each day will get better. Don't feel like, you know, overwhelmed, like nothing will ever change. Let me tell you, things will change and it will get better. Things will change and things will get better. So until next time, I am Gwendolyn Forte with A Voice in the Darkness, signing off.